Good morning, Chodesh Tov, all. We are up to Perek Tesh, Chapter 9, Mishnah Beis. So we spoke about how when a person brings a Korban Pesach, or rather one of the exemptions for a Korban Pesach is that you're on a Derech Rechoka, that you are far away. So what is a Derech Rechoka? How do you determine that you're far away, that you would be exempt from bringing the Korban Pesach? Ezohi Derech Rechoka, what is a distant road? Mina Modiim Velachotro, from the city of Modiim and beyond, right, outside of the outside of Yerushalayim, Uchemidasa L'chol Ruach, and in that same distance, in every direction, kind of like a circumference around Yerushalayim, you would be exempt, that would be considered a Derech Rechoka, and you would be exempt from bringing the Korban Pesach. That is what Rabbi Akiva has to say. Just a matter of reference, that's about 11 miles from Yerushalayim. So maybe nowadays, God willing, when we have the third base of Midrash, that probably won't be considered a Derech Rechoka, because it's not, well, I guess you still can't, no, you will be able to drive. So, okay, yeah, maybe nowadays it won't be the same, but that's what Rabbi Akiva has to say. Rabbi Eliezer Amer, Meuskapas Azar Al-Chotzi, he says, what are you talking about? Derech Rechoka means from the city of Modiim, right? It really is from the city, or it really is from the threshold of the courtyard. The second you're not within the temple courtyard, then you're really Derech Rechoka. And in other words, what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that even if a person is, you know, within a mile from the Beis HaMikdash, but they're sick in bed and they can't get out, so that person, the Derech Rechoka, is that single mile. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that person would be exempt under the exemption of a Derech Rechoka. And Rabbi Akiva seemingly would say no, that if you're sick but you're within a mile, then you have another exemption of being sick, but you don't get to count Derech Rechoka as being your exemption. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, here's a proof for what Rabbi Eliezer just said, that a Derech Rechoka is considered from outside of the temple courtyard. Lefichach nakud al hay, right? That's why in the Torah, if you notice that there is a nakuda, there is a dot on top of the hay of the word Rechoka. Lomar, to tell you, lo mibnei she Rechoka vadai, it doesn't have to be like really distant, it doesn't have to be really far. Rather, it's to teach you that once you're outside of the threshold of the temple courtyard and beyond, then you will be considered a Derech Rechoka. That's what Rabbi Yossi brings as the proof for Rabbi Eliezer. Mishnah Gimel. So now we've been speaking a lot about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, but really, what's the difference between these two things? So that's what the Mishnah wants to know. Ma bein Pesach Rishon v'Lasheni. What is the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon Asar b'Val Yirah u'Val Yimatzah. When it comes to bringing the Korban Pesach, at that point, I will be, it's forbidden for me to own or to find chametz in my possession. V'Hasheni Matzah v'Chametz Yimot Bavayas. But when it comes to the Korban Pesach Sheni, you don't have to get rid of the chametz at that point. You still are owning chametz in your house, even when you bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Harishon Taun Halel Bachila. So the first Korban Pesach, you need to say Halel while you're eating it, right? You're in the middle of your Pesach Seder, you're saying Halel, and then you eat your Korban Pesach. Vasheni Eno Taun Halel Bachila. So when you eat the second one, you don't need to say Halel while you eat it. Zevizet Taun Halel Bachilasan. But now, what's the similarity between the two of them? So both of them require you to say Halel while you are actually bringing the Korban Pesach, while you are bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash. Menechal and Sli, both need to be eaten roasted. Amatzu Umrorim, both need to be eaten with matzah and maror together. V'dochen es haShabbos, and both of them, they're bringing them, would be doche Shabbos. You'd be able to bring them on Shabbos and do what you need to do. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Daled. We'll stop right here for now. Chodesh Tov.